a remembrance of former Oklahoma Governor George Nye, details on a housing option for people with disabilities, and colleges are getting involved in plugging abandoned oil or gas wells. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, July 30th. I'm Deborah Schar. Former Oklahoma Governor George Nye died today at the age of 98. KGOU's Logan Layden has more on Nye's role in the history of the state in the 20th century.
George Nye is one of McAllister's favorite sons, and his political career was heavily influenced by the likes of powerful U.S. Senator Robert S. Kerr and eventual Speaker of the House Carl Albert, both of whom he knew well. He was actually governor of Oklahoma four times, twice in a temporary role for just a few days, and then two full terms from 1979 until 1987.
I can hardly remember a time I didn't want to be governor, even back in my early days in junior high. A lot of times somebody say, well, here's my issue, so elect me governor. I want to be governor, so what are my issues, I guess.
That's George Nye from the OETA production A Conversation With in 2008. Among the long list of his accomplishments are the appointment of the first two women to serve on the Oklahoma Supreme Court and pushing the effort to make Oklahoma the state song early in his political career. Condolences poured in from prominent Oklahoma politicians, including former Governor Brad Henry, who says few, if any, have had as significant of an impact on our state for as long as George did. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
Bethany Children's Health Center opened its first home in a new initiative to address the need for affordable and accessible housing for people with disabilities. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the hospital's efforts to support patient independence.
This I'm in love with.
That's Dwayne Pollard. He's showing off features in his new wheelchair-accessible home that's just south of the hospital where he used to be a patient. It was built and customized just for him. He's really excited about his kitchen sink.
You can turn it on from here, but you can touch screen. With my other house, I have to turn the knobs, and usually I just push it, and that takes me a minute. But
the two-bedroom, two-bath home is the first model of Maddie Homes, named after the hospital's founder, Maddie Mallory. CEO Nico Gomez says Bethany partnered with Iron Bison Homes to make the project happen.
The idea is a person is going to rent a home like they would in community. They're going to put their own financial resources into it because we want them to have that ownership feel.
Gomez says Bethany hopes to replicate this model in the future. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
An executive order by President Donald Trump could change the way homelessness is managed. KGOU's Hannah France reports on possible impacts to a Norman nonprofit.
Trump's executive order titled Ending Crime and Disorder on America's Streets makes it easier for states and cities to remove people from homeless encampments and put them in mental health or addiction treatment against their will. April Dozier, the executive director of Norman Nonprofit Food and Shelter, says housing first principles have seen progress over the last decade, and this order creates an obstacle to further progress.
To not only reverse course on housing first, but institute priorities to institutionalize and criminalize homelessness, it's really just a devastating blow to our work.
The executive order also seeks to shift federal funding for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, from being used for Housing First initiatives to being used for programs that require sobriety and treatment. I'm Hannah France.
College students have a new hands-on opportunity of plugging abandoned methane-leaking wells through a climate solution partnership. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports colleges can adopt an oil or gas well that students will plug to reduce pollution.
A news release says the Well Done Foundation, an Oklahoma-based nonprofit, is partnering with Second Nature, a group connecting carbon-neutral campuses through a climate leadership network. Well Done Foundation Chairman Curtis Shuck says the partnership brings well plugging to the forefront of campus climate action. Together, the two groups will introduce climate solutions to colleges and universities by working well-plugging into higher education climate action plans. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
We have more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.